FM unseated airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. Collective meetings are hosted on Thursdays at 6 p.m. in the lower atrium of the Nest CITR station, with a remote option as well. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
Fun Drive 2024 is right around the corner, and this February is the perfect time to say yes to CITR and all it has to offer. Visit donatetocitr.ca right now, make a donation, and then claim your prizes. For a $30 donation, you'll receive a CITR earplug case. $60 gets you a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo. A donation of $101.90 scores you specialized marble dice and a song dedication on Valentine's Day.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A $200 donation will get you an engagement ring 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle. $500 and you'll be sporting a nifty Just Married sweatsuit. And for a grand donation of $1,000, you'll get to host your own show on CITR 101.9 FM.
Testing, testing. Is this thing on?
And remember, all prize tiers include their specific prizes, plus all the prizes from lesser tiers. That means for an $1,000 donation to CITR, you will receive an earplug case, a glow-in-the-dark yo-yo, marble dice, a Valentine's Day song dedication.
The next one's dedicated to Rachel from Ross.
A 32-ounce Nalgene water bottle, a fashionable Just Married sweatsuit, and of course, your own show on the station.
All right, here we go.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes and visit donatetocitr.ca today and help us reach our goal of $20,000.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who experience sexual assault, intimate partner violence, and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty, and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical, and campus-related advocacy, and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3130. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssasc.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Just you. sun, a mirror to the world, reflecting light in this global soul. We sing tonight, wide open hearts, with hand in hand, breaking the chains across the land, fighting for justice. Our voices will blend for one world united.
You're listening to Viva Porú, El Ungüento para el Alma, and that was Justice by Tud Ard. And of course, I am DJ Bruja, and I have right here with me DJ D-Rod, and you're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, your favorite radio show, but it's based on unceded, ancestral, and traditional Musqueam territories. And you may be wondering, what does unceded mean? Unceded means that indigenous peoples in our current, more specific location, the Musqueam First Nation, never ceded or legally signed away their lands to the Crown or to Canada. In other words, these lands were stolen. While Canada claims to be committed to truth and reconciliation with Indigenous peoples to these territories, it is important to mention that there cannot be reconciliation on stolen lands. First, the lands have to be given back to those who have taken care of them since time immemorial. This is what the Land Back movement across Turtle Island is about. Reparations, self-determination, and transference of governance over the political and economic control of Indigenous peoples' ancestral lands and waters. Land Back also means Free Palestine. This is the name of the October 30th, 2023 episode of the weekly radio show produced by CITR's Indigenous Collective, Unceded Airwaves. We invite you to listen to it at CITR.ca and check out their whole archive. Make sure to catch episodes every Monday at 4 p.m. here at 101.9 FM.
Thank you, DJ Bruja. It's so wonderful to be here with you today.
It really is.
My name is DJ D-Rod, and thanks for that definition of what unceded means. Viva Palestina Libre is today's show. Today's also the last day of the week-long global strike called upon by Gazan filmmaker / journalist Bisan Oda. And we want to amplify Palestinian voices in music, poetry, and resistance. We are at day 114 of continuous bombing, ground invasion, ground attacks, displacement, and mass killing of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, as well as destruction of their infrastructure, including hospitals, universities, residential buildings, schools, and worship and cultural sites, all at the hands of the Israeli government, backed primarily by the U.S., which have also denied access to water, food, fuel, medicine, and telecommunications. These are war crimes, and this is all happening amidst Israel's tightening of its 16-year unlawful blockade of Gaza. Since October 7th, 2023, at least 26,422 people have been killed, more than 65,087 are injured, and over 8,000 are missing.
2 weeks ago on International Kite Day, on the 100 day of genocide, people all around the world built kites to show solidarity with the children of Palestine. In so-called Vancouver, people gathered at Emily Carr University, EPFC North, at Moverley Park, at Burrard View Park, and Grassy Knoll. In 2011, the children of Gaza broke the world record for the most kites flown simultaneously at Al-Waha Beach on the Gaza Strip. The record of 12,350 kites still stands today. We hope that we can be free and can enjoy the same freedom these kites enjoy in the air, said 11-year-old Marwan Mohammed. All we want is to grow up like normal children. 2 weeks ago was also the day that Tamam Fine Palestinian Cuisine, located on 2616 East Hastings, had their most successful Sunday fundraising, raising $20,543 Canadian dollars for Gaza. So if you have a chance to follow them on Instagram or online, are tamam.ca, that is tamam.ca, and visit them for some mujadara, a classic Arabic lentil and rice dish, and so many other deliciousness. As you can tell today, it is our Viva Peru, Viva Palestina Libre show, a show that we believe is extremely important and necessary, and we want from the bottom of our hearts to amplify, elevate, and bring visibility to Palestinian voices, artists. We also have some poetry for you today. Mm-hmm. We have some music, like the wonderful Justice song that we heard in the beginning by Tud Ard. So check them out. We're going to have some more songs by them today. And I believe DJ Dira has a bit of poetry for us right now.
Yes, we have to, before we jump into our first music segment, and since we've talked about kites and what they represent to the children of Palestine, we wanted to read to you a poem by Rifat Alarir, who was an educator and writer killed in the last months of 2023. And this is such a beautiful poem, and the last poem that was shared by Alarir. And it goes like this. If I must die, you must live, to tell my story, to sell my things, to buy a piece of cloth and some strings, make it white with a long tail, so that a child, somewhere in Gaza, while looking heaven in the eye, awaiting his dad who left in a blaze, and bid no one farewell, not even to his flesh, not even to himself, sees the kite, my kite you made, flying up, above, and thinks for a moment an angel is there, bringing back love. If I must die, let it bring hope. Let it be a tale.
Oh my God, what a beautiful, beautiful poem. We definitely invite you to check out more of the writings and poetry. We're going to make sure that we link some information of some poets at the end of the episode so that you can go ahead and take a look. They are incredibly beautiful and incredibly touching, and I think that we should all take a moment to share them and read them and enjoy them. So should we get started with our first segment of music?
Yes, we should, DJ Bruja. And this first segment, so amazing. We're going to start with Snowing Moon by Yasan Ibrahim and Teres Liman.
Yeah, and we're going to then listen to Pali Funk by Omar Aubu. So we hope you enjoy. Should we get started with Snoring Moon?
Yes, let's get it here going.
Go. You're listening to Viva Perú, el ungüento para el alma.
كوكب خضران لو فيه القمر دندل راسه شخر كمان شايف العالم شنشل شايف رخص الإنسان عشانك فينا خسران يا قمرنا السهران امشي وما تفتل ظهرك حالي بدها دوزان بفهيم نفخينك دعمينك لا تشمت بالعقلين لو فيه الهوى حرقه لو بالدنيا سألين كنا من دهر وعينا حرقنا الموازين بس غير البنزين تعندين البنزين يعني لو طلع بإيده ولع فينا من سنين
You can mess with Pally Punk. I said, dog, listen. Got Palestini in my blood. I made of red and some green. I made of black and some white. They want to split into groups to keep us trapped in the fight. They got our data abused to make us ask them our rights. Cover up guns and the troops to paint a happier sight. Try to claim all the food while removing the spice. They try to fade out the truth with the news and the light. But they can't fade out the truth just as long as we write. Let me follow Steenie. Raise your flag with some pride. Yeah, my story, yeah, I'm telling it for children growing up. Don't agree with all your settlements, ain't never giving up. When they wipe away the evidence and think they go untouched. Yeah, my story, I'm still telling it. Can't mess with Belly Funk. Yeah, my story, yeah, I'm telling it for children growing up. Don't agree with all your settlements, ain't never giving up. When they wipe away the evidence and think they go untouched. Yeah, my story, I'm still telling it. Can't mess with Belly Funk.
Thank you.
welcome back to Viva Porú, El Ungüento para el Alma, Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul. That was Pali Funk by Omar Aubu. That bass
wow,
line.
That bass.
Oh my God.
And even Snoring Moon before Pali Funk was everything. It was so smooth, so jazzy.
Yes.
But with such an incredible essence.
That yes.
I loved, I enjoyed so much.
Me too. And you can always recommend other Palestinian artists to us via
Please do.
We need the deeds. you can reach us at @CITR on Instagram. We'll talk more about where you can locate all the resources that we want to share with you later today. But
yeah, so
stay tuned. We wanted to begin this next segment by also providing a definition of the word intersectionality. Intersectionality is a term first coined in 1989 by American civil rights advocate and leading scholar of critical race theory, Kimberly Williams Crenshaw. It is the study of overlapping or intersecting social identities and related systems of oppression, domination, or discrimination. We bring this up because we must understand that all struggles are related. Indigenous resistance, Black liberation movement, migrant and refugee crisis, histories of political unrest in Latin America and around the world, labor movements, 2S LGBTQ plus movements, feminist movements, disability justice movements. We all suffer under a global system of imperialism and white supremacy more intimately related than we can conceive. And all this is done through police brutality, militarism, poverty, inequality, racism, and individualism, ableism as well. That's why, as multidisciplinary artist Marwan Kabur says, being pro-Palestine and against anti-Semitism go hand in hand, because all systems of oppression reinforce one another and none can be fought in isolation.
Yes, and it's very interesting to see, and I think that sometimes, most often that not, that point is missed. So we wanted to bring it up to as a nice reminder, as well as, you know, if you've never heard that word, maybe it sparks curiosity for you to continue on informing yourself and reading more about it. An example of all of this is, you know, as all our climate activists that are listening, as the award-winning creative platform for collective liberation, Slow Factory, points out, there is no climate justice under occupation. The climate crisis is the result of global injustices, and it is inherently political. So the planet warming emissions generated during the first 2 months of the war in Gaza were greater than the annual carbon footprint of more than 20 of the world's most climate vulnerable nations, new research reveals. So read the full article if you'd like in The Guardian. We are definitely going to put this up in our link tree. And we wanted to touch upon it to see, you know, to definitely relate all of these issues to not only climate change, but also something as important and as key as mental health. We are going to read a few segments of a slide deck from a psychiatrist that gives us a little bit of insight on the mental health impacts of everything that's going on in Palestine. You don't need to be a psychiatrist or a mental health provider to understand that occupation harms people's minds. This is by Dr. Sama Jaber, a Palestinian psychiatrist and psychotherapist. People suffer distress rather than depression, so they don't need treatment, they need better life circumstances. Recognizing that colonization is at the heart of Palestine's mental health crisis means seeing the trauma as a collective one. In this context, Western healthcare paradigms, which tend to treat people individually for their suffering, are insufficient. So in terms of mental health practice, we are still doing the traditional things. We rely on medication, some psychotherapy or treatment. But Dr. Jaber thinks that we don't provide an adequate response to political distress. They find it more important to talk about the impact of violence on people and to challenge those who are silent about it than to do therapy to the affected individuals. Mm-hmm. And that's something so interesting because I had not come across a lot of mental health in the violence that is occurring at the moment. And I wasn't able to find any resources. So we're going to make sure to share this to you so that you can take a look and see resources as well as maybe how to support each other and how to support collectively the community of Palestinians.
Yes, thank you so much for that, DJ Bruja. And yeah, so, you know, we don't know who our listeners are out there, and but we know for sure there are mental health advocates listening to CITR.ca, climate activists, and people who are part of all the struggles we were mentioning before as well. So intersectionality really is key to understanding why we all should work towards a free Palestine in our lifetimes.
Yeah.
And it's of utmost importance that we, no matter who we are or where we come from, unite for Palestine. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. In regards to this, we wanted to share with you some examples of countries who have demonstrated solidarity. South Africa filed a genocide lawsuit against Israel in the International Court of Justice, which was supported by Bolivia, Colombia, Brazil, the Maldives, Namibia, Pakistan, Jordan, Turkey, and Malaysia, the Arab League as well, and the Organization of Islamic Countries. This past Friday, the International Court of Justice found that there is a strong case that Israel's military campaign in Gaza amounts to genocide and has issued emergency orders to intervene. So for us here in Canada, we need to put pressure on our representatives to uphold international law and to impose an arms embargo on Israel so that there's no more harm. Like, there needs to be a ceasefire now and a diplomatic solution to the atrocities that Israel has been committing have to be held accountable.
There needs to be accountability, definitely, and protection for those who need it the most, who at the end of the day tend to be, you know, extremely innocent people who are just caught between the crossfires of nations.
Indonesia and Slovenia have filed an illegal occupation lawsuit against Israel in the ICJ. Chile and Mexico have prepared legal action against Israel for war crimes in the International Criminal Court. Swiss prosecutors filed a criminal complaint against the president of Israel for his involvement in the genocide. Indonesia has sent a hospital on a ship. Egyptians at the Rafah crossing have brought generators to the border. And Yemen has voted officially to designate Israel, the US, and UK governments as foreign terrorist entities, turning the table on the hypocritical Western world. So let's continue to stand in solidarity, attend protests, educate ourselves, and commit. And we wanted to share with you a little soundscape of one of the protests here in SoCo, Vancouver. Most of these are organized by Palestinian Youth Movement, Youth for Palestine, Vancouver. You should follow them on Instagram to stay up to date and protest however you can, whenever you can, wherever you can, as one amazing person who will be present later on will touch on as well. But here is a little snippet of a pro-Palestine Vancouver protest.
Ceasefire now! Ceasefire now! Ceasefire now! Ceasefire!
Thank you so much for providing us with that incredible soundscape. It fills me with so much hope and so much motivation to hear the amount of voices that, because there is so much power in voices, and it is wonderful to hear that many people. So we invite you to join, follow the people that are organizing the protest here in SoCal Vancouver. Again, we'll post all of this in after the episode airs, so that you have a chance to check all of the resources. And if you are interested, and if you are able to support this way, I think it's a wonderful, wonderful way to show up and to some one more voice to a sea of voices that can definitely make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yes, as we've said on this episode, it's about collective liberation and standing in solidarity in community. That's the way forward, and we are ready for some more music.
Yeah, we do have some more music coming up. We came across so many incredible artists, musicians, and if you even just look on Spotify or on Google, artists to follow, Palestinian artists to follow and listen to, you're going to be amazed by the amount of music that we found and that you can also find yourself. We're going to start with Super White Man by Jawan Safadi,
followed by Hayati, Mavi, My Life by Camelia Lubran and Sara Murcia. And this is a great guitar, string segment, music segment.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hello, white people. I hope you're doing fine. I got a message for you from Palestine, where everyone is some kind of refugee. No one was left behind to drown in the sea. Maybe the difference was that they were all white and claimed to have a God-given right to take my home. Super white man, salam alaikum. How does it feel to solve your problems and create one for me? And when will I be free? They told me everything about the Holocaust, but no one told me why I should pay the cost. They played wars and told me that I lost, and all the losers were forced to flee. You see, oh super white man, salam alaikum. How does it feel to solve your problems and create one for me? And when will I be free? Oh no white people, no need to be afraid. We're just escaping the mess that you made. We'll never play as dirty as you played. We love our countries if you just let us be. Oh la la la. So super white man, what about the black man? What about the brown man? What about the red man? What about the yellow man? What about the woman? What about me? Oh super white man, salam alaikum. How does it feel to solve your problems and create one for me? And when will I be free?
Welcome back to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma. Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul on this magnificent Viva Palestina Libre special. My name is DJ Bruja and I have right here with me the one and only DJ D-Rod.
DJ D-Rod in the house.
And what an incredible song, Hayati, Mavi, My Life by Camila Yubran and Sara Murcia. And we got to hear the oud is a Middle Eastern short neck lute type pear-shaped fretless stringed instrument, usually with 11 strings, but some models have 5 or 7 depending on the model. And it is such a beautiful instrument, but it is also such an incredible sounding instrument. Mm-hmm. And I definitely enjoyed that so much. We will continue to amplify Palestinian voices in this episode with more music as well as some poetry for you. In this case, we have a poet by a New Zealand poetisa. And this one, we chose to read it right now because it, I think a lot of people, especially from Spanish-speaking countries, will definitely connect with this poem. And we really hope that it will bring some more love and some more understanding to Gaza. So this is by M. Berry, and it's called Because of Us. This morning, I learned the English word gauze, finely woven medical cloth, comes from the Arabic word Gaza. Because Gazans have been skilled weavers for centuries, I wondered then, how many of our wounds have been dressed because of them, and how many of theirs have been left open because of us? That was beautiful, incredible. And like DJ D-Roth said earlier in the, you know, we were talking about this, how the word Gaza, of course, you know, we use it on a daily basis in Spanish because it is a finely woven cloth. And I had no idea that, you know, Gazans were well known for their woven materials and their abilities and their skills. And here you go. If you didn't know, now you know.
Yes. What a beautiful poem. And oh my God, we are running out of time. We have so much that we wanted to share, but we cannot leave without sharing with you our conversation with the wonderful Dana Kada. This is a conversation that we had earlier during the week. We're gonna play it, and yeah, perhaps when we didn't get the chance to share, we'll share somehow in our link tree and in our next episode, whatever was missing. But in the meantime, please sit tight and listen to this wonderful conversation with Dana Kada. Oh, sorry. Here we go now.
Thank you so much for joining us, Dana Kada. I'm so happy to talk to you. Can you tell us a little bit of who you are and your connection to Palestine?
Sure. I'm Dana. I've been living on unceded Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh territory since 2014. My mom is originally Palestinian and has been living in the diaspora for two generations since her great-grandfather. My great-grandpa is from Tarshiha in Akka, and my grandma is from Safad, also in Akka in Palestine. My dad is Syrian, born and raised Lebanese, and I was born in Beirut, raised in the Arab world between different countries, and yeah, have been settling on Turtle Island since 2014.
Thank you, Dana. And of course, we've known each other for almost 10 years now, I believe.
I know, since day one.
Since day one at UBC, we met. Yeah. And I'm so glad we still maintain our friendship. I love you so much, Dana.
Likewise. I always appreciate you, Danny.
Oh, thanks. And I know I've met your mom too, and I've eaten your mom's hummus, and it was delicious. And yeah, I'm so glad I had that opportunity. And you are also an amazing artist. Can you tell us a little bit about your art practice?
Oh, thank you for the sweet words. I'm an interdisciplinary artist. I have a studio practice. And I also do a lot of curating, organizing, writing, so a bit of a jack of all trades. I guess my practice is mostly interested in the idea of building from and through colonial legacies. As someone with the experience of being abstracted from my own sense of self and place, being subjected to just like generations of displacement, both because of political and economic means. I like to explore these ideas in a very either material way or cerebral way.
Yes, you've mentioned part of your art practice is also organizing. And I know that on October 13th of last year, you were one of the artists who put out the statement by artists and academics in solidarity with Palestine, which was signed over 3,500 artists and academics in Canada, voice their strong support with Palestine and sign on to this statement. So could you tell us a little bit maybe about this statement, but also about PADBI and what artists and academics can be doing right now to stand in solidarity with Palestine?
Yeah, definitely. So the letter itself was the initiation of Renan Azhar Hamadeh, who is a Palestinian artist and organizer who is based in Ottawa. And the statement itself was like a bit of a, you know, like this reactive gesture. And we didn't expect it to get as much traffic as it did, but it was really nice to see how we garnered a large community of solidarity through that letter. And following that, we just started organizing as artists, specifically within the arts sector, but focusing more on long-term impact. So we know historically whenever a political situation arises, you know, like, for example, the murder of George Floyd in 2020, and the big wave of the BLM movement throughout the world, which eventually dissipated. And then in 2021, when the assaults in Palestine were happening as well, we watched that huge wave of global attention happen, and then it simmered down. And now we're at the point that we are, you know. So what our group focuses on is not so much reactive organizing, which is still very important to place pressure on political parties, but more just long-term impacts, how BDS policies can be implemented within institutions or otherwise. And I work with a team of great people as well, locally on the Coast Salish territories, Asaf Ho and Alia Hijab. And what we focus on mostly is what, like you mentioned, PACBI, which is the Palestinian Academic and Cultural Boycott of Israel. And PACBI itself is a bit of a stem from the BDS movement, and it has three main goals, really, is the end of the occupation, the right of return for Palestinians, and the end of the apartheid regime, and for Palestinians to be granted equal rights in their country. And we work with kind of that incentive in mind to try to really counter the leverage that the Zionist regime has on a global scale. Like, PACBI itself doesn't focus on individuals per se. We're not interested in censoring and silencing individuals, whether they're Israeli or not. We're more interested in pushing back against state-funded academic and cultural production. We know that a lot of universities, even arts universities in Israel, are heavily sponsored by the Israeli government, specifically funded to create Zionist propaganda, which just further legitimizes Israel to commit the atrocities that it does. So it's really placing pressure on both an intellectual front and an economic front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's looking at the website now on the BDS movement. It has the PACBI site as well, and it includes a list of key PACBI guidelines and policy documents, and also pledges by artists supporting the cultural boycott of Israel. So we'll be sure to share that with our listeners. And thanks so much for talking to us about what you're doing locally as well. And if there's anywhere where people can get updates from you, let us know, and we can also share that. But in the meantime, we support PACBI, even though we're just a radio show in here, yeah. but we are committed to PACBI as well. And thank you for explaining to us what it is And is there anything else that you want to add to our listeners? So it can be about anything, not only BDS or PACB. Please.
Also, thank you for having me. Any kind of support means a lot. So whether you're a small radio show or a large institution or just an individual, all the support works. I think just what I'll add is that what movements like this do is kind of like give power to Palestinians who are not living under a unified government that's able to represent them on these fronts. The systemic and military separation of Palestinians between Gaza, between the West Bank, and those who are living under Israeli occupation, these Palestinian individuals have no way of building these connections of solidarity amongst each other because there's so many barriers to that, colonial barriers to that. So what PACB, movements like PACB or BDS really do is give kind of buying power to Palestinians, you know. It's a way to use your economic freedom. It's nonviolent. It's been backed by hundreds of civil society organizations in and outside of Palestine. And really our impact or our like hope of impact is for that that people become aware that this is a long-term struggle, and I think we are really hitting this turning point in history where every decision that we make really matters on a global scale. And, you know, power to all the people who are in it for the long haul. You know, conserve your energy, participate how you can, when you can, where you can. 'Cause really, I think this movement is something that's gonna not only influence people socially, but also in their lifestyles on a more intimate way.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for reminding us that, and for reminding us that this is a long-term commitment and therefore impact as well. And Donna, it's been great to hear from you. What an honor, what a pleasure. Is there somewhere where we can engage with your work, either past or upcoming, virtual or in person?
Sure. I mean, I'm on social media, and everything is there. If you want to follow our organizing group, we're Artists Number 4 Palestine CA on Instagram, and sign up for our mailing list. We kind of focus on more long-term, larger campaigns right now, as opposed to just like weekly roundup and updates. So, yeah, you can sign up for updates there. And it's always, always a pleasure to speak with you, Danny.
Oh, Dana. Thank you so much. And yeah, please come back to Viva Peru. You're always invited. And yeah, we'll keep doing episodes that uplift and also just show support and how we stand in solidarity with Palestine. And yeah, thank you so much for
appreciate it.
Yay, Dana Kada, everybody, and stay tuned for more here at CSUR 101.9 FM.
Well, Dana, so much wisdom, so much knowledge, and thank you again for sharing that with us and our listeners.
So much. It was incredible. We were just talking about how soothing and calming your voice is, but also how important movements like this are. And we are super excited to share with our listeners and also to inform ourselves more on them and make sure to support them however we can.
Yes, we have run out of time. And we we didn't have the time to fully speak about the educational tools that we wanted to share with you. One of them, Radio Al-Hara, which is an online community radio station with an amazing Learn Palestine Until Liberation resource that features 12 hours of lectures, interviews, storytelling, music, songs, poetry, and chants put together by the Learning Palestine group. We also wanted to highlight the Palestine Academy, which focuses on collective social media activation to spread Palestine awareness. And of course, the People to Follow, which we'll link on our Instagram stories and our link tree, Viva Poru, Noura Erakat, Wisar Visan, Gas and Girl, Motasa Saisa. We will share all the handles so you can access them, and as well the petitions you can sign, and just like PAGB and BDS, these movements that you can be a part of. And we also want to highlight an event that's happening right now here in this wonderful lands, the MENA Film Festival. MENA 5 started this Saturday, and we're just so excited. It's taking place right now in Vancouver and across Canada between January 27th and February 1st at VIV Center and online. And they are hosting over 40 films representing 25 countries from the Middle Eastern North African region and across the diaspora. And yeah, the festival features amazing events and programming, so make sure you check them out. What are we gonna end up on with?
Yeah, we want to thank you so much for tuning in again. If you have any questions, any concerns, please do reach out to our Instagram. We'd be more than happy to share the resources that we have compiled with you. And we do want to end the episode with a song. It's called Amrat by Rasha Nahas, a Palestinian artist that we've come to love. And stay tuned for more CITR content and more Viva Poru. El ungüento para el alma. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for tuning in. And this is Amrat.
Yes. Oh, well, just
Before we
just
leave.
a few lines since we're here. It's a poet by Palestinian poet Mahmoud Darwish. And it goes like this. Against barbarity, poetry can resist only by confirming its attachment to human fragility, like a blade of grass growing on a wall while armies march by. Thank you so much for tuning in today. This is Amrat, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Amrat bahen labladi, Amrat bashtaq la hali, بشك بدربي أمرت بعرف شو بدي أمرت بخاف الغمام أمرت برتب هالحضان أمرت بخاف ينساني الماضي لو بخافش بضب أغراضي بتقدر حال وين منا بحط راسي تحت شباك الريح تهب تقدر حال أمرت صعبة مع حالي أمرت بشوف شلق بالي أمرت شمس جوالي Distortion من انتي وين طالع بهالبرد من انتي ولاش حلوة هالقد
Вы настроены на FM 101.9 CITR, радио Большого Ванкувера.